writes short fiction and novels. She loves tattoos and sideshows, and yes, those are her monkeys.
They have twins.
Okay. When she's not loitering at her local tea shop and writing, she wrangles two kids, one dog, and an unrepentant parrot. She reviews books, discusses life as a writer with ADHD, and publishes photographs on her blog, Writing While Distracted. I like that. Published with Nine Star Press, she most often writes erotic romance, yay! And is the author of Rowan House series, Some of the Whole, Both Ends of the Whip, and Knotted Legacy.
Woo! Woo! Because I forgot a prop.
So, that was a hard act to follow, but I'll do my best. So, this afternoon I'll be reading from Complex Dimensions, which is the fourth book in the Rowan House series, and there's some fun postcards over there if you want to collect them or add them to your swag stash we all have. The Rowan House series takes place in Scotland, on the Isle of Skye, which, if you ever get a chance to go, because it's absolutely magnificent. I visited there and was totally hooked into the scenery and just the atmosphere and everything else, which is why my erotic novel that is centered around, all the novels centered around, an exclusive brothel for women. And I couldn't think of a more remote location than Skye, because really you have a lot of privacy. It's just you, a bunch of sheep, and some delicious castles, great landscape. So anyway, this is from Complex Dimensions. And it's, like I said, set on the Isle of Skye. It's book four in the series. And in this scene, the main character in the story, Veronica, the stable manager, who is hopelessly crushed out on Millie, the dashing head of security at Rowan House. And in this scene, her secret crush on Millie is about to become not so secret. Squaring her body, Millie lay back and pressed the dumbbells up in a straight line with her chest.
Brenda.
What?
Close to the mic.
Sorry.
I can't hear that.
Is that better?
Yes.
They're really loud over there. So
yes,
I'll start over.
Turn,
hey, wait, hold on.
Right.
Woo!
Okay, there you go.
Great. All right, now we're ready.
I paused her, now we'll start.
Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, that's
all right, I'll start over. Squaring her body, Millie lay back and pressed the dumbbells up in a straight line with her chest, her face a mask of concentration as she worked. The muscles of her chest bunched and flexed. Her movements displayed a deep cleavage and hinted of riches hidden by her compression top. Veronica clenched and unclenched her hands before she turned away and paced the room. Millie sat up and placed the dumbbells on the floor. I'm sorry, it's probably boring watching me work. No, not bored. Veronica met Millie's gaze in the mirrored wall. I'll need you to spot me with this set. Veronica moved to the top of the bench and kneeled. Millie laid back the dumbbells even with her chest. Veronica placed her hands on the outside of Millie's elbows. The heat of Millie's skin, damp with sweat under her fingertips, sent a sharp wave of want through her. Veronica admired her deep laugh lines, thick eyelashes, and blush mouth. She wanted to smooth her fingers over the smattering of freckles on her broad cheekbones and kiss her. Millie completed her set, the muscles in her chest larger now with her exertion. She sat up, placed the dumbbells next to her feet. Her breathing returned to normal, and she grinned at Veronica. Ready? Hell yeah, you're impressive. Because I can lift heavy things? Not only that, Veronica avoided Millie's gaze. You take care of people. You're kind to everyone. Millie stood and stretched her arms. Some people would disagree with you. The bitter edge in her voice made Veronica look up. Help me. She pointed to the rack holding the Olympic-style weights. They worked together, loading plates in tandem to keep the bar balanced on the rack. Millie lay down on the weight bench and wrapped her hands around the bar. Veronica positioned herself between the upright supports. She let Millie lower it and then press it up, keeping her hands in position to help her with the barbell if she got into trouble. Millie worked steadily, her eyes fixed on some vision only she could see, her concentration evident as she pressed the weight off her chest. Sweat poured off her forehead with the strain and her arms trembled. Veronica wrapped her hands around the bar, worried Millie would not be able to rack it on her own. Last one. Millie grunted her answer and lowered the bar again, her knuckles white. Veronica held on lightly, letting Millie handle the weight, assisting her only when she racked the bar. Millie lay on the bench, chest heaving, eyes closed. Millie walked around the side of the bench and picked up Millie's water bottle. She looked down at her, memorizing her expression. A look of satisfied exhaustion filled her features, and Veronica pushed aside her desire to be the cause of Millie's expression instead of a workout. Millie opened her eyes and Veronica stared back, unable to hide her wand, unable to resist Millie's unspoken invitation. dazed, she rested her palm on the bench and leaned over, mesmerized by the heat she saw in Millie's eyes. Her broad palm gently cupped the back of Veronica's neck and urged her closer. She hesitated, her lips a whisper away from Millie's mouth.